So we are just we've been doing the first Iker, which is belief in Hashem. So there's a fascinating Igros Moshe. This is in Orach Chaim Chelek Beis, Siman Chaf Dalet. It looks like he was asked about prayer in public school. Right. Basically, that's what it looks like the context is. So he says, L'inyan im ben Noach im mechuyev betfilah. Is a non-Jew obligated to daven? Are you obligated to pray? Pashut she'ena mechuyev. The Sanhedrin, he says, okay, it's not mentioned as one of the seven mitzvahs. All the seven mitzvahs anyway are generally negative, except the possible exception of making courts. And he says, the Rambam doesn't mention it. But what if, does he get a mitzvah when he does daven? In other words, yes, he's not obligated to, but if he does, is that a good thing? He says, Nira sheyeshlo. It appears to me that he does have a mitzvah when he doesn't. Why? Ki mefurash bikra b'yeshaya, ki beisi beis tefillah yikar l'chol amim, u'pirash Rashi sham v'lo l'Yisrael avadam. Right? We're going to say this in Slichas numerous times, right? That my house is a house of prayer for all nations. So he says this, v'im hu l'geirim she is geiru, ha'hen ki Yisrael mamash. That can't be referring to converts because they're Jews. V'zeh haya nikar l'Yisrael avadam. That would have been just to the Jews. U'lechein boror, shekai gam, evidently, when it says Basi based Philly Kara Lachol Ha'amim, it means to non Jews who have not converted. V'im came, Harehu Kimafurash, Shaf Shepturim et Philah, Mikomakim Shos Palmasim, even though obviously exempt from the mitzvah of davening, but clearly when they do daven, that is considered to be a mitzvah. Now, he says, De'im lo kein, if not so, what's his raya? De'eza shvachu. Why is this some type of great praise that we say, ooh, it's a based filler for everyone? Well, if everyone doesn't have to daven, and when they do daven, it's not a big deal, right? It's meaningless, then how is this a shvach? He says, imein anochem shum mitzvah bit filosom. So, in Cain, hareikum afurash, afship turim mit filah. Oh, sorry, I went back a line. And it makes sense to me that when a non-Jew davens, it is like they are. It's a ena mitzuvah v'oisa, right? So we know Godel hamitzuvah v'oisa, misha ena mitzuvah v'oisa. Greater is one who does that which they are obligated to do than one who does not. And there's different views as to what the meaning of that is. Tosfos says because if you're obligated to do something, then you know there's a greater inclination not to, right? You know, you're getting right, getting my grass on the other side, or a stolen water sweater. He says therefore there's a greater effort in doing it, and lafi tsara agra, right? Lafum tsara agra, so you get more reward. Others like the Drosha Saran says that obviously if you're a mitzvah in something, that means you were designed for the mitzvah, and the mitzvah is designed for you. So the impact it will have on a ruchnius level is far greater than someone to whom it was not designed for, right? Clearly. Right? So, and then, you know, there are other views about it. I think the Ritva says because when you do it mitzvah oisa, there's a Kabbalah sol malchus shamayim involved. When it's ain mitzvah oisa, I'm doing it because I agree with God, this is a good idea. Right? Which is very nice for God that I agree with him, but it's not Kabbalah sol malchus shamayim in that sense, right? But anyway, and he says, I, according to the Rambam, who says, Sha'osel benach lechadesh mitzvah lekaim bedaito shemitzvah alzeh, right? So on the one hand, the Rambam says that a non-Jew is not allowed to be mechadesh a mitzvah and to fulfill it. On the other hand, he says if a non-Jew wants to do a mitzvah because he wants to get schar, there's nothing stopping him. We don't stop him. This, by the way, the Bir Halacha says, is what, right, quotes this, and he says that a non-Jew, for example, who wants to keep Shabbos or learn Torah, etc., just the fact that we've all this stuff about Goyish Shabbos Chaimiz, he says he's actually, if he wants to do it because this is his path to eventually becoming Jewish, even though he's not there yet, he actually can do so. It's pretty radical, right? So I think it's in Shin Zayin, I think he says. So he says, Hu Kapir Sharidvaz, Sha'asa Biyadiyah Sha'in Mitzuvah Alzeh. If the non-Jew does it with knowledge that he's not Mitzuvah, he knows, look, I'm not mitzvah, but I want to do this. I think it's a nice idea. I think it's beautiful. I want to get some schar. So that's cool. Okay. Now here is the important part regarding what we were talking about. But it appears to me that that which we say that is not mechuyev in tefillah, hu rak likvoa chiyuv lehispalel, af kusha ein loy tzorech miyuchad levakesh eiza davar. That which we say is not mechuyev is only when he sets it up as though, like we do. You daven every day, whether you need something or not. We always need something, strictly speaking, but there's no exceptional need. Right? He says, aval, look at what he says, aval kshemis palel, rak kshayesh lo tzorech, kagon, sheyesh lo chole, o sheyin lo parnasa, hu kechiyuv mamash. Then it's an obligation. V'loy kashe memashe lo hechshiv ze le mitzvah miyucheres b'chiyuv menorach. Ah, you'll ask me, it's not one of the things listed as a chiyuv shev mitzvah menorach. He says, I'll tell you why, mishum deze ikar ha'emuna ba'ashem isparach. Shirak hu hanoysen parnasa v'roy fecholim. Wow. He says that in as much as he says davening for something like a sick person or parnosa or some need that a person has, he says then it's clearly a chiyuv even for a non-Jew. You know why? Because davening be'es tzara is ikar chiyuv ha'emuna in Hashem. To whom do you turn if not to Hashem? And if he's not turning to Hashem, what does that mean? That means it's a lack of emuna in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So he says, now he says, and a non-Jew, he says, emuna b'Hashem yisparach, af shaloi huzkezeh b'minyan hazayim mitzvahs. Yes, it is not mentioned as one of the sheva mitzvahs. Just like, according to Baal Halachas Gedolus, emuna is not mentioned as one of the tariag. He says, vaday hu mechuyev lahamin. It's obvious that a non-Jew is obligated to believe in Hashem. Why? Sha'arav kiyum kol hazayim mitzvahs heimul imasam machmash Hashem yisbarach tzivohem b'Torah. Right, as the Rambam says, if he did them, and nothing to do with the fact that Hashem said it in the Torah, mefurish b'Rambam, sham shaloi nechshivu kemekayimam. He's not really fulfilling them. Ve'einam mechassidu umasa oylam ayin sham. And he's not one of the pious. Right, there's a difference in girsas there, whether he's pious but he's smart or he's not even smart. But either way, right, the kiyum of Shev Mitzvahs Menorah is because Hashem said so. Vim came behechrech, must be therefore, shemachuyiv lahamin b'Hashem yisbarach, v'gam shenasan Torah. Obviously, a non-Jew has to believe in Hashem that he gave the Torah. Memela, harei rak mimenu tzarech levakesh parnasa urafu b'chol dover. So if a non-Jew is chas v'sholom in an eis tzara, he's got a sickness, he's got problems, he's got war, etc. When he reaches out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and davens, that is a chiyuv. It's a chiyuv for him to do that. It's a mitzvah. Because it's the ikar mitzvah semuna. Now, he's talking about a non-Jew here. What about for a Jew? Upashut. It's obvious. She'afla ha-she'soivrim the tefillah hu'rak merabonon. Even those who hold the tefillah's rabonon. We know machloikas, Rambam and the Ramban, which we discussed briefly. Right? Whether lo'ovdoi b'cholovavchem. The Rambam says the mitzvah of tefillah. The Ramban says, no, it's not a mitzvah. He says, hu'rak le'inyan li'ispalel b'chol yom. Af she'en lo tzorech miyuchad. The Ramban, who says it's only drabonon, that's the idea of davening every day, even if there's nothing special. Aval kshiyesh leha adam tsoirech miyuchad kmoi be'es tzara yodu shu chiv min atar lispalel. Rav Moshe says that the Ramban would agree that it's a mitzvah to daven when it's an eis tzara. Why? And umafurish came by a Ramban sefer mitzvahs. Here the lashon of the Ramban, he says a few things where there's Shemispalel Eilav Be'es HaTzoros, when we daven to Hashem at a time of Tzora, V'tihyenu Einenu V'libeinu Eilav Levado, and our eyes and hearts look to Hashem alone, Ke'enei Avodim Eliyadad Nehem, like the hearts of servants to their masters, Ze'inyen HaKosu V'chitavo Milchama Be'artzechem. Right, war comes to your land, Chas v'Shalom. So it says, "Harayos and bechatzoyos." Just blow the right. You blow the trumpets. V'niz karatim l'shnei shah. V'hi mitzvah al kol tzara v'tzara. Shetova al tzibur litzok eila lefanav b'tfila u'b'trua. Right, he says that means every time there's a tzara, there's a mitzvah to cry out to Hashem. And later on, the Ramban also he says, "Im ulai yeh medrashim b'tfila ikar min ha-Torah." And even if you say that the medrash of Chazal lo'ovdoi b'chol avavchem harezu tfila, if you say that's min ha-Torah, nimne oiso b'minyaneinu shel harav v'nomar, and I would say he mitzvah le'eis ha-tzoros. It's a mitzvah at the time of trouble. Shenamin shehu yisbarach v'yisala shomei ha-tfila. that we to believe that Hashem is the one who listens to tefillah, v'hu amatzil manat zaras b'tefillah v'zaka, and He is the one who saves from distress through our tefillahs and through our cries. So the Igros Moshe is saying that even the Ramban agrees in this in the essence of this idea. And he goes on to say that even that which the Ramban says, it sounds like a suffix to him, right? That's only a suffix whether that posik is the one saying it. But clearly, he says, I'm going to skip a little bit, just to where he says the first word in the line, Kevan she'en la zechiyuv. It's type of like about two-thirds of the way down that paragraph. L'chein borur, it appears to me clear, she'lekulei alma m'chuyavim lispalel ba'es tzarat mido reisa. That even those who hold the Tfilos Drabonon and an Eist Sora, there's a Chiyuv Doraisa to Davin. Right? The Kavana Saramba Misveikoi im Yeshufarish Akra Alze. The only suffix the Ramban has is whether that's the Pshat and the Posuk. Right? But he says, Avdaaf Beloi Kra Yadinan Ze. But you know what? The truth is, even without a Posuk, we would know this. Duhu Meikre Ha'emuna. It's an Ikar Emunah. If you believe in Hashem, then crying out to Hashem, the Eist Sora, is the most natural expression of Emunah. Right? And then just to skip a couple of lines. Kaven Shemitzad Ikre HaEmunah Yesh Chiyuv Hu Chiyuv Gamal Ben Noach Lispalo Be Eist Soroso. So since it's part of the Ikre Emunah, right, belief in Hashem means davening to Hashem, he says therefore it's obligatory upon a non-Jew as well. And he will receive reward for his belief in Hashem and his tefillah to Hashem, as he is not someone who's ainah mitzvah v'oiseh, but he's mitzvah v'oiseh. So if a non-Jew has prayer every day because he wants to pray every day, he gets reward for that, ka'ena mitzvah v'oiseh. Right? He gets the reward as though he's not commanded, but he does it anyway. But if a non-Jew davens because he's be'est sorah, then his schar is mitzvah v'oiseh, because he's machuyev to daven, because he's machuyev to believe in Hashem. Yeah.
Rashi says at the end of Shabbos,
Ein Mazal Yisrael, we can change it through tefillah and schus.
The mazmus right. Is that if Dafka Yisrael have the ability to change the mazal through tefillah. But it doesn't sound like a guy has that ability. I mean, what's the difference between Yisrael and a guy? Everyone has the ability to change things through tefillah.
It's a good question. I have to think about that. I would say, just on a simple answer would be, that he's not claiming here necessarily that he's able to change mazal. He's saying, but the natural reaching out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the purpose of tefillah. So I would say that, so not necessarily can he actually change things through it. I don't know, right? I'm just saying. But it's interesting, Rav Huttner has a beautiful maimer. He points out, the way he puts it is, we think that the purpose of tefillah is to get us out of Atzara. He says, really, the purpose of Atzara is to get some tefillah out of us. So that might apply. That would apply here also. But again, I have to think about it. It's a good question, right? The fact that there's a chiyuv of tefillah, right? The eist tzara, does that automatically imply that tefillah can change the tzara? I don't know. But
I mean, tefillah in general is not necessarily mukhaf one's emunah. I mean, you could have a standard emunah, which means that Hashem rules the world. But I'm not going to bother, involving myself with that relationship with Hashem. That's not necessarily.
So, because emunah is relationship, right? Emunah is loyalty. Emunah is relationship. Like the Zohar we quoted, "Ihi emes iu emunah." It's a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So, if you're in a relationship, it's like a child, right? Child skins. I remember I was in shul in Har Nof, right? So one of my kids skinned his knee. So someone told me they witnessed this outside. The kid doesn't cry, right? He comes into shul. He's looking around for a solid 3-4 minutes. He finds me, then he starts crying. Right? It hurt beforehand. It's just there's no one to cry to beforehand, right? So if there's someone to cry to, the natural reaction of the human being is to reach out to He who cares. So that's the Ikar Emunah in which is expressed in tefillah. Okay. There's others. The Shalah, for instance, says the minag of Klal Yisrael to say Im Yirtza Hashem or Be'ezes Hashem is also an expression of Emunah. Right? I had a non-from guy one of our seminars. He said I was insulted by one of his staff. I said, what do you mean? I said, I'll see you tomorrow. He said, it's a shame. I said, I don't think you said it's a shame. I think you said Imirza Hashem, God willing. Right, you know, but the pronunciation was a little off. But this is the Iker. So the Igros Moshe seems to be saying. I mean, doesn't seem to be saying. He's saying that Emuna requires Tefillah, and Tefillah is an expression of Emuna, right? Because again, if I believe that's what he's saying. If I believe that Hashem can help me, or even if I don't believe Hashem can help me, but I believe Hashem cares. Right, and I have a relationship with Hashem, and I then what could be more natural than crying out to Hashem, based sorrow? Right, that's what he seems to be saying, and he just goes on to say that what about saying a prayer which is a nusach that the government created for kids to say in public school? He says, I think we can rely upon the fact the American government is kind and does not want to force their faith upon anyone, and when they composed the prayer without reference to a specific religion, they didn't have in mind any avodah zarah or anything like that, and you can say that prayer, right? But I found it interesting how the Igros Moshe puts it, that a non-Jew, right, that's their view, and certainly Kal Vachomer, he says, for a Jew, and that's what the Ramban says. So tomorrow, Be'ezus Hashem, I will not be here, so hopefully I'll see you, I guess, Monday. Yeah. On Shabbos, I'll see you Shabbos, but for the Chabura, it'll be Monday. Okay, so we'll see you then. Kol Tov.